This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So then, everybody always likes to talk about the October surprise that everybody seems to think comes around every election year. Now there's this website. It used to be a magazine. Now it's, but it's a website now. It's probably still a magazine too, called The Nation. And they think the October surprise that they're checking into is bad. But I'm going to give them some credit for actually, you know, doing some decent reporting. They have discovered that federal law enforcement agencies, not the FBI, have been tracing the mobs in Portland, and they've been tracing who they're communicating with. One of the keys in any intelligence operation is to cut into their line of communication. You don't have to commit anything to it. You just figure out where their communication is, and then you go and you get in the middle of it. Since most of this is now mobile phones, there's very few hard lines out there. So since most of it's mobile phones, actually getting in the middle of that is not that hard. It's basically radio. So, the apparent lead role in utilizing the high-tech and classified electronic means is being played by the Department of Homeland Security's Office of Intelligence and Analysis. And, in the meantime, when they need something done on the street, it's the U.S. Marshals Service that is going out there and doing this. And this bypasses the FBI, whose director, Christopher Wray, is on record in sworn testimony dismissing any sort of superstructure within Antifa. He said it's not a group or an organization, it's a movement or an ideology. He said this while explaining that folks who subscribe or identify with Antifa do not operate at a national level, but instead organize regionally into small groups or nodes. But then we get this from The Nation. A current DHS official described a colleague with expertise in electronic surveillance who is being deployed to Portland. But for what purpose? The DHS official said extracting information from protesters' phones. While in Portland, an interagency task force involving DHS and the Justice Department used a sophisticated cell phone cloning attack, the details of which remain classified, to intercept protesters' phone communications, according to two former intelligence officers familiar with the matter. Cell phone cloning involves stealing a phone's unique identifiers and copying them to another device in order to intercept the communications received by the original device. The former intelligence officials described it as part of a low-level voice intercept operation, declining to go into further detail, one of them citing the sensitive nature of the surveillance tool, and the other an ongoing leak investigation within I&A. The former intelligence officer said, "You're getting an inside view into your targets, who they are, who they're talking to, the hierarchy." And he explained that many within the DHS believe that Antifa is an organized group as opposed to the largely spontaneous, decentralized ideological tendency that most experts, including Trump's own FBI director, believe it is. I'm going to ask you what that, what does that sound like to you? What event sounds like that to you? We'll come to, back to that in a minute. William Barr has recently claimed that Antifa is receiving foreign sponsorship, a necessary criterion to formally designate it a terror organization, which President Trump vowed to do in July. And the Nation recently reported on DHS intelligence attempts to tie Antifa to Kurdish militant groups in Syria. Signals intelligence collection would not be useful for preventing opportunistic looting or violent confrontations. It presumes the existence of coordinated, purposeful, and unlawful activity that is conducted through electronic means, said Stephen Aftergood, who heads the Federation of American Scientists Project on Government Secrecy. The general concern is that DHS treated mass public protests, not just violent individuals, as suspicious and targets of investigation, or worse. Remember that word, too, target. In addition to signals intelligence collection, the Portland operation involved clandestine aspects, according to the former intelligence officer. This appears consistent with a tip received this summer. Several members of the Marshals, part of the Justice Department, sent to Portland, claimed to be affiliated with a private firm called Strategic Oil, according to travel records obtained by the Nation. While they did not identify themselves as law enforcement, the travel records contain information indicating that they were marshals, including they were given a special discount for federal government employees. Clandestine methods tend to be used only for the most sensitive operations, more commonly overseas than domestically. What that means is they think that these guys are reporting to somebody overseas what's going on around them. News Thread from, that's a site where, you know, I found out about this, suspects that an October surprise is on the way. They said, so the DHS and the FBI have been listening to Antifa. Well, no, FBI hasn't been. And they know who in the media and in the politics they have been talking to. And you can tell by reading the report from The Nation, the left is getting real nervous about this because it is number one report on their website as of me talking about this right now. Jack Posobiec on Twitter said, I warned them this would happen when Barr activated the JTTFs, but oh well, play stupid games and you win stupid prizes. Then another one from Jack Posobiec. Barr about to unmask all of Antifa's communications with their media and political allies. Now you know why so many people are freaking out today. Now, I've been saying for a while that Trump understands better than anybody else that in this age, politics is a reality TV show for most people, and that a three-act structure has the greatest impact. Right? You have the problem, you have the exposition, then you have the conclusion. So, here we are coming to Act 3, people, when questions and conflicts raised in Acts 1 and 2 are answered and dramatic conflicts start to be resolved. Limbaugh, Rush Limbaugh, he correctly predicted some weeks ago the real issues that would affect the election were not yet on the table, and the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and the media obsession with her successor may be considered the first of these issues and the beginning of Act 3. Then you got the activities of John Durham and the other federal prosecutors. That is also going to figure into the act. But if the activities of the DHS and the marshals lead to indictments or at least the exposure of the ties behind the rioters, well, let's just say there's probably some political players out there that don't want you to know who's actually behind the rioters. And this could provide a more factual basis for you, the voter, to reconsider assumptions that the media have foisted upon the public. If you're listening to me, you probably don't feel that way, but, you know, this is big, but it's not surprising. It is not surprising. What's surprising is that it took this long for this to get out, that this is going on. The only thing better than this would be if they were snatching people. I know everybody's like, oh, Bill, what about the Fourth Amendment? Well, look, this is a terrorist organization operating within the United States. Money's being funneled to them from the outside. This is not just a bunch of people wanting to loot the liquor store and get some free Jack Daniels. This is something a little bit bigger than this. Not about the free Nikes. So, this is, I'm pleased to see this development. And I should be hearing some bump. There it is. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Last day
makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So, with this, I have one admission to make. You're never going to hear me again getting out there looking at something that has occurred and, without knowing the full story, jumping out there on some conclusion. Because certain details have emerged about Breonna Taylor and her death this past March. Turns out, surprise, that the Democrat Party in Congress, in the media, and on the streets has been lying. Taylor was not a complete innocent whom racist police slaughtered in her bed during a no-knock raid. Not at all. And that's an important thing to know. That's an important issue to bring out, just to begin with. She was the victim of her poor choices in a boyfriend. Her friendship with the local drug kingpin justified the raid, and her boyfriend's decision to open fire on police who had knocked and identified themselves that led to her shooting. This is not to say that she deserved to die at all, but explains why she did. All this begins with her ex-boyfriend, Jamarcus Glover. The Louisville Courier-Journal delved deeply into that relationship while following, and, you know, I'm going to give you a summary of what they have found. Glover is an accused drug trafficker who is believed to be part of a large drug and weapons trafficking ring in Louisville. According to the affidavit, Glover went to Taylor's apartment in January and left the apartment holding a package and went straight to a known drug house. And this was not his only trip to Breonna's apartment. They had placed a tracking device on his car, which showed he made frequent trips to her apartment, leading police to believe her apartment was a holding place for drugs and money. Glover was also heard telling someone that Taylor handled his money, although there is no evidence that this is, as a statement, was true. Taylor seemed familiar with Glover's world of drugs. When he was arrested in January, he called to ask her to locate an associate who could post bail. She answered, recorded, that the associate was already at the trap, which was slang for a drug trafficking house. On another occasion, Taylor posted a $2,500 bond for Darrell Forrest, another man whom police suspect was involved in the drug ring. The Courier-Journal has still more evidence of the close connection between Glover and Taylor, and that's why the police got a warrant to search Taylor's house. Whether or not she was personally involved in the drug and weapons ring, she did hang out with some bad people, and she would have done well to heed Aesop, who warned, if you choose bad companions, no one will believe you that you are anything but bad yourself. Now, Taylor didn't choose any more wisely when it came to her boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, because he was the reason the police shot Breonna. Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron held a press conference yesterday explaining that all of the grand jury's findings, the most important one was that the police did not do a no-knock raid. And this, of course, was what everyone was told to justify why Breonna's boyfriend, Walker, shot at the police when they entered the apartment. He thought they were being broken, you know, home invasion, that kind of thing. Evidence shows that officers both knocked and announced their presence at the apartment, and the officer's statements about their announcement was corroborated by an independent witness who was near in a proximity to apartment 4. In other words, the warrant was not served as a no-knock. When Walker and Taylor did not answer the door, the officers broke the door. Sergeant Mattingly entered, saw Walker with a gun pointed at him, and felt himself get shot. It happened that quickly. Walker confirmed that he fired the first shot, and ballistics show his bullet wounded Mattingly. At that point, all of the officers opened fire. As a reminder, they did it because one of their own had taken a bullet, and they all knew that they were in a kill-or-be-killed situation. The barrage, as they would call it, of bullets they fired, 32, was appropriate because nowhere in the actual world is a magical single shot that takes out the bad guy with one shot and the bad guy just crumples to the ground. That doesn't happen. Once you start shooting, you have to shoot to end the threat completely. Six of the rounds struck Brianna. None of them hit Walker. Did he run away? Did he hide behind her? Or was she just very unlucky? And Cameron did not say. But now you're asking, how could they have shot Brianna when they were aiming at Walker? The media claimed that Brianna was in bed, implying a passive figure whom the police massacred. In fact, she was standing at his side. And, you know, you would imagine that she would have known that he was armed. And we get this. Sergeant Mattingly identified two individuals standing beside one another at the end of the hall, a male and a female. In his statement, he says the male was holding a gun, arms extended in a shooting stance. Both Cameron and the grand jury showed a lot of bravery by refusing to indict the police officers, who did everything by the book, as it turns out, only to find themselves under fire. And although she did not deserve to die, if you're, you know, you do not want to be in the line of fire in a firefight, ever. And she, you know, from what I've read about her, she seems like a lovely young lady that may, and the way it looks like she just made some really bad choices. And the choices she made whenever she started making these kind of choices started a chain reaction that ended with her dying from one of the six rounds that hit her. This is not one of those things as I thought it was. And this is where, you know, I'm almost guilty of what everybody else has been doing to police. I've been sitting here going, well, you know, I support the police and all this other stuff. But, you know, I've heard some stories about some bad things that have happened with police, right? I've talked about them here with Dean. And then when I heard about this one, my first presumption was that this was another one of those things. This is the second time I've done this in my time doing this. There will not be a third. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says the two officers shot during last night's Breonna Taylor riot in Louisville are improving. The Democratic governor telling MSNBC he spoke with Major Aubrey Gregory and they made a connection talking about their children.
I did talk to a major, one of the law enforcement officers shot last night personally. Actually, he was doing really well, amazingly well, surrounded by his family and friends, and he thought he was going to get to go home.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says there will be a peaceful and smooth transition of power after November's election.
There will be a smooth transition, and I believe President Trump will have a very good inaugural. And we will reunite this nation instead of radicalize this nation.
the California Republican speaking during his weekly press conference. This is USA Radio News. The latest weekly job numbers are out. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes takes a look at them from Washington.
The Labor Department reporting the first-time jobless claims last week increased slightly to 870,000 total. That was 20,000 more than what most economists were expecting. Wall Street's been lower since opening this morning following the release of that report.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says the Bureau is keenly focused on preserving the integrity of U.S. elections.
Americans must have confidence in our voting system and our election infrastructure, and that's why the security of our elections is and will continue to be one of our highest priorities.
Wray also telling the Republican-led Senate hearing that foreign interference will not be tolerated in November's national election. Wray also says a lot of the protests in the United States have been peaceful, but those who provoke or engage in violence will continue to be pursued regardless of ideology. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. You know, I would have to say this. I didn't realize the mayors against illegal guns was still out there. So may a couple. It's just, you know, culpa, excuse me. It's just that no one has heard from this Bloomberg-created and funded group in a long time. Years. Imagine the surprise when a letter signed by 10 mayors with a bone to pick with the Trump administration was published because Americans weren't rolling over to the looters and the rioters and the criminals attacking police and citizens. What's most surprising about the letter is the complete and utter ignorance of the lawlessness and criminal activity being committed while these same mayors are calling the riots mostly peaceful. And the list of mayors and cities is a who's who of failed municipal leadership looking to deflect blame for allowing crime to run rampant in their communities. And now these same mayors are up in arms that the peaceful protesters are being intimidated by Americans who choose to exercise their Second Amendment right. Of course, the mayors describe the riots and looting as a disagreement or a scuffle, perhaps a ruckus, and the citizens bearing arms as vigilantism. First signatory of this letter, Mayor Rosalind Bliss of Grand Rapids, Michigan. She signed first. She didn't raise concerns. You know, she wasn't worried about the June riots. It cost her city $2.4 million in property damage. Then there's Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin. She signed a letter even after she tolerated the infamous Capitol Hill organized protest, CHOP, thought it was Chud, that forced police from a precinct where six criminal shootings occurred, killing two. A self-declared warlord illegally passed out rifles from the trunk of a car. This didn't bother Mayor Durkin. It was only after the protesters marched on her house that she acted to end the standoff. Albuquerque Mayor Tim Keller, who just lost a bid to force his city to create its own gun control laws, signed on too. And that was after his city experienced protests morphing into riots, and the city council backed Mayor Keller's call to ban guns on city properties, including public parks. Riots, however, were not banned. Pittsburgh Mayor William Peduto, he signed on. This is the same mayor who is, again, trying to take a state to court so he can enact his own gun bans and strip citizens of their ability to defend themselves. He's concerned about intimidation of rioters, even after federal authorities stepped in to charge rioters. They were throwing IEDs and bricks at police, according to federal prosecutors. Then there's Madison, Wisconsin Mayor Satya Rose Conway. Doesn't see the irony in the fact that she was forced to impose a curfew after the riots broke out in her city and state Democratic Senator Tim Carpenter was attacked and injured. This is also the city where the peaceful protesters threw a statue of abolitionist Hans Christian Hegg into a lake a half mile from where it stood at the Capitol. Mayor LeVar Stoney, Richmond, Virginia, he offered his signature. He just banned guns on city properties. Richmond is also the site of the more than 200,000 pro-gun protesters last January that saw no disturbances, and protesters actually picked up their own trash. Clearly the law-abiding gun owner is not the problem there. Then there's Portland, Oregon Mayor Ted Wheeler. He signed the letter. His city has seen 100 consecutive days of rioting, attacks on federal, state, and local police, and burning of municipal buildings. The mayor was heckled from the streets, and his home was threatened with arson, forcing him to move. Mayor Wheeler thinks the law-abiding gun owner is the problem. And these peaceful protests that see businesses looted and destroyed, patrons intimidated and police cars burned, isn't intimidation or problematic for these mayors. But Mayors Against Illegal Guns has always had a problem with the truth. Now, last time I heard from these cats was when they rolled the branded bus into Concord, New Hampshire, and read off a list of names of crime victims, placing the blame on the gun. This list included the Boston Marathon bomber's name, Tamerlan Tsarnaev. His brother is still in federal prison, appealing his death sentence for his part in killing three and injuring 264 with pressure cooker bombs, and the elder brother killed cops in a shootout before he was killed. And then let's not forget the long list of MAIG members who have been convicted of crimes, earning the group the name Illegal Mayors Against Guns. And it's a good reminder, though. Tells everyone where these mayors stand. Maybe Bloomberg should put them back in mothballs. Bloomberg's about to have his head handed to him on a plate anyway. He's spending $100 million in Florida, and Florida's investigating this because what he's doing is tantamount to offering people financial gain in order to influence their vote, which is illegal, by the way. Can't just do that there, Mike. But, oh, golly. One of the things that I was the most, when I was young, idyllic. Is that even a word? Idyllic. When I was an idealist, maybe that's the proper word. I never thought that I would sit here and see a day where there's two Americas. Now, there is, there's a lot of reasons for there being two Americas. Social media is a big part of that. See, social media algorithms are based upon what you look at. So if you're anti-gun, and you look at things that are anti-gun, then every time there's an anti-gun thing that comes up that seems to say, well, this anti-gun measure is the way to be peaceful, then they're going to see that, which reinforces their thought process. Whereas I, on the other hand, go the other way, and every time I see something about it, it's pro-gun. So it's, you know, social media has become this money-making behemoth that sits out there and is just feeding us a whole bunch of stuff we want to hear in order to influence our behavior. It's a little bit like, social media is a little bit like a magician. Because a magician knows there's a part of your brain that's not going to comprehend what he just did. And then you're going to believe he just made that card disappear. Right? You know it's a trick, but at the same time, you understand what I'm saying. Now, these leaders, some of them may fall victim to social media. Some of them may simply just be totalitarians. And the problem with this is that we don't have the luxury of sitting around and trying to, you know, sort who is who. Should we be looking at the totalitarians only? Should we be looking at the social media dupes only? We don't have that. We don't have that. We don't have that luxury, because if things do get kinetic, then all we're going to be looking at is a bunch of silhouettes, unfortunately for them. When you try to explain to some people sometimes that, you know, hey, I existed in a time before social media, they're like looking at you like, wow, did they have running water back then? But the fact remains that a lot of the stuff that we're reaping right now, education, social media, there you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Beyond the obvious constitutional issues with most gun control law, there's also some real practical problems when you attempt to use gun control as a way of addressing true, really present violent crime. And Durham, North Carolina Mayor Steve Schwell doesn't seem bothered by either the dubious constitutionality or the pragmatic concern about gun control. As shootings increase in the city, he has embraced a gun control agenda that's aimed squarely at the city's legal gun owners instead of the small number of violent criminals driving the mayhem and misery. And we get this. He said he is asking for the state to allow cities to ban guns in parks, trails, restaurants, bars, and school parking lots. He's also calling for background checks for all gun sales, which already we have, Mayor. For automatic assault weapons to be banned, which is basically, we already have that, Mayor, and for ammunition to be taxed. And then he said this is not about taking away a hunter's rifle or the right to bear arms. If we're serious about getting a handle on it, we're not going to stop it until we cut off the supply of guns to people who are committing the crimes. Sorry about that, pal. Supply side gun control is going to fail in a nation when you've got between 400 and 600 million privately owned guns in the hands of people, law-abiding people, and a constitutional right to keep and bear them. Banning our way to safety is a non-starter for the most part. Just not going to work. And Schwell should actually be embarrassed to have uttered such an idiotic statement. Look what he's proposing here. Banning legal gun owners from both public and private property. Telling a woman who's a concealed carry holder that she can no longer carry when she's running on a trail, or telling a restaurant owner he can no longer have his firearm with him when he's at his own establishment. Now, the only way these gun bans would work would be to make anybody safer is if violent criminals would pay attention to the prohibition on carrying, but they're not going to. Schwell, and this is where I get sort of, this is where things get sort of, I don't know, shall we say, dubious for me, because you're sitting here and I'm going, surely to God he understands what he's saying, what he's asking, what he's proposing. Surely he gets that, wouldn't you think? I mean, I would think, and once again, this is where we get into the whole thing with the social media and all that other stuff, which we're not going to go into that yet again. So, his anti-gun agenda, including banning so-called assault weapons, universal background checks, and increasing taxes on ammunition, won't stop a single act of violence, nor would they actually cut off the supply of guns to people who are committing crimes. I'm going to presume that he means universal background checks, because background checks already exist. So that must be what he's talking about. I don't know what he's talking about in this particular context. So, in order to really address the issue, he needs to get serious about addressing the demand for guns among people who are committing crimes. A gun is, and this is the thing that escapes all of these yahoos. It's simply the tool, you know? For those individuals, using a gun in the commission of a crime is a net positive at that moment. The potential consequences don't outweigh the perceived benefit. And this is what he needs to change, and it has nothing to do with another gun control law, or three, or more. Instead, it means focusing like a laser on the relatively small number of people who are responsible for an outsized portion of the city's violence. Give them a chance to change, offer to give them help, but make it clear that more shootings means no more plea deals. None. This is your chance. No more plea deals. No more low bail. And take as many of these cases as officials can to the U.S. Attorney for prosecution and put offenders away for as long as the law allows. Of course, he's not going to do that. Because while he's bloviating about banning our way to safety, at least some residents in Durham know where the problem lies. And we get this. Kathy Dingle lives on Park Avenue. Four bullets flew into her 18-year-old son's bedroom on Tuesday evening. Thankfully, he was not injured, but she said she thinks there should be stricter gun laws to keep the guns out of the wrong hands. She said, if you're caught with a gun, you're back out on the streets firing a gun 5 or 3 days later. It's not sending a message to these young people. Schwell's gun control agenda sends the wrong message to the young people. If he's even remotely serious about actually addressing violent crime, he needs to get away from parroting. And that's not even the right phrase. He's like a minor bird. He's just making the same sounds he's heard over and over and over again. I'd recommend he pick up a copy of David Kennedy's book, Don't Shoot One Man, A Street Fellowship and the End of Violence in Inner City America. And that's the blueprint for saving Durham, not the bumper sticker slogans of Moms Demand Action, Every Town for Gun Safety, and now the newly resurgent Mayors Against Illegal Guns, I guess. This is one of those things where you're sitting around and you're just asking yourself over and over again, does he really believe this? Does he believe by going after the law abiding that he's going to stop the law breaking? I wonder about that myself. It's weird. It is truly, truly weird. But it just makes me wonder. I mean, these guys, and I've said this a million times, a politician is only as good as his staff. And in the case of this guy, he's clearly a Democrat. So clearly his thing is about the Democratic platform. And we can't get out there and actually think outside the box where there is an issue with crime. Naturally, we have to go after the law abiding and, attack them. I wonder if he's a member of the illegal mayors against guns. I mean, the mayors against illegal guns. I don't know. I would be surprised if he was. But wait, in North Carolina, they have this area called Raleigh-Durham. And Durham is a pretty, especially for police officers. Police officers have been being shot at for a long time at Durham. And that seems like it becomes a bit of a problem here and there. But they don't seem to be interested in doing anything about it. Unless they can have them. What they're looking for is this is the same thing Pittsburgh is doing. They're looking for a way around the preemption the state has in place. The mayor wants to have his own little, fight. He wants to be the sheriff of Nottingham. He wants to get out there and by decree get out there and say, okay, there will be these, there will be that. You've already got out. You've got the background checks, Mayor. That's already out there. All the automatic weapons are. Has there been something automatic happening in Durham? I haven't heard about it. And that's how you know he's not paying attention to what he's talking about, because he's out there wanting to ban automatic weapons. Now, what he's talking about is semi-automatic weapons. He wants to ban semi-automatic weapons. He just doesn't know enough about what he's talking about. It just makes me shudder to think that this guy's in charge of Durham, North Carolina, this mayor. And his ideas are, have nothing to do with reality. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.